Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you on this Tuesday, May the 11th, 2021. 5:11:21, 17 minutes past the hour, and we've got a whole lot of ground to cover here this morning on the morning show. Now, the first thing we want to do, we have an announcement here to make that the Ohio Northerns Mobile Vaccine Clinic will be here in Marion County, will be at the Marion County Coliseum from 2 to 4 p.m., no appointment needed. They will have the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You will need to fill out a brief piece of paper and then get your shot, and it's free. So there you go. Today, it's the Northerns, Ohio Northerns Mobile Vaccine Clinic will be here in Marion County at the Coliseum from 2 to 4 p.m. over at the fairgrounds. No appointment needed. They will have the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. All you'll need to do is fill out a brief piece of paper and then get your shot, and it's free. And this morning, if the person who's handling this can call in between 8 and 10 this morning, we might hear from them for about 10 minutes and learn if they're going to do this again, or if this is a one-time thing today, or how it's free, why it's free. All those good questions, we might hear from them sometime this morning. But 2 to 4 p.m. over at the Coliseum today, the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine, absolutely free, here in Marion. So there you go. No appointment needed. And we thank Terry Klein for sending that information over to us this morning. So we might make mention of that again next hour. And again, if we hear the person, hear from the person who's putting that on before we go off the air at 10 o'clock this morning, we will talk to them a little bit about what's going on. Now, a few quick points here this morning. Number one, yesterday we drew the winner of our big Cinco de Mayo contest, and it was Ryan, who won the corn salsa from Hirschburgers over in Amish country. Now, I talked to Ryan yesterday on air, yesterday morning, and he said he was going to come over between 4 and 5 to pick that up yesterday while Linda Sims was on the air. Now, I looked this morning, and the corn salsa from Hirschburgers is still sitting over there with Ryan's name on it. So I don't know if Ryan could not find the place, or if he just got busy yesterday, because Linda should be here again today from 4 to 5, so he can come get it today if he would like. But just wonder what happened there. Maybe he didn't want any corn salsa last night. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm interested to know what this will taste like. You know, it'll be interesting once Ryan goes out and gets a corn chip or a tortilla chip from the store and puts this corn salsa on it, or however he's going to eat it, maybe on a taco salad, and he can call in and report how this tastes. But this will not happen this morning because the corn salsa is still here in the studio over sitting by the television. Now, another point here, the atomic clock is just out to lunch again. This morning, the atomic clock reads 3:59 a.m. 3:59 a.m., January 19th, 2018. So we're 3 years behind again, and well, now it's 4 a.m. So we just got after 4 a.m., which obviously is not the correct time. The atomic clock continues to have problems, and yet up in the corner, the right-hand corner of the atomic clock, there is a little, like, button going on and off, on and off, on and off, which looks like it's picking up a signal, and maybe some days it does and some days it doesn't. Yesterday was a nice day weather-wise, but still a little chilly for the month of May here. Coming off the very cold Mother's Day weekend. 61 degrees here in the studio this morning, so it's a little frosty here in the studio this morning as well. I think we must start out every day at 61 degrees here in the studio. Hopefully, as summer goes on, that becomes a thing of the past. But see, then we'll be complaining how hot it is in the studio. But you do what you do. That's why it's nice to have a little temperature gauge here on the atomic clock. Apparently, it's the only thing on the atomic clock at this point that works properly. Now, as I said yesterday, we are going to start a new contest today. Now, yesterday, I gave people the option. Well, I wanted to hear some feedback. It wasn't so much an option, but I wanted to hear feedback on how we should do these contests, because we've run into problems in the past, and I got a lot of feedback, so I did a few changes. Now, what we have this morning is we have 20 questions all within the same category. Now, here's what we're going to do. And I have three prizes that you cannot buy in Marion. Three prizes that you cannot buy in Marion. You would not be able to go to any grocery store or department store here and buy these. So, there was a lot of talk of should I tell you what you're playing for, or when we get to the end of the contest, should I let you choose one of the three? Here's what I've decided. Here's what we're going to do. Today, we will go through the 20 questions, and if you know the answer, call in, and you can call in as many times as you like during the two-hour show. Tomorrow, I will draw a winner, and it will be for a certain item, but I'm not going to tell you what the item is, but it is an item you would not be able to get in Marion. Now, here's the caveat to this whole thing. If you don't want the item, then you can just play another day, and we will draw another name. So that's how we'll do it. That way, if you don't want the item, somebody else who maybe wants the item will get the item. So we'll do the questions today, we'll get the answers today, we'll register everybody in, then tomorrow morning we'll draw the winner, I will tell you what you've won, and if you don't want the item, you tell us and we'll draw another name. That way, people have more than one chance to win if the winner does not want the prize. So that's how we'll play this. And this morning, and I'll tell you another thing I did. I made the questions easier. Now, not all of them are easier, but some of them are easier. Because it was pointed out to me that there may be some people out there who don't have a smartphone and cannot look up the answers right away on their smartphone, and they don't have a chance to win. So, some of these questions are, I think, easy enough to where you would not have to Google them. So, I guess what you'll want to do is just get your hand on the, get your dialing finger ready, 740-383-9944, and be ready to dial that number so you can get in on the competition. Now, it was also suggested that we only let people enter one time. Well, the problem with that is that if we only let people enter one time, sometimes people, you know, you run out of callers by the end. But we will continue to let people enter as many times as they like, because it's quite possible some people might not get these questions right. So there's that. Now, this morning, because we like to inform and educate here at this station, what I have done is I have picked a category that is very popular in Marion. As many people know, the most popular radio stations for many years, back to the start of broadcasting here in Marion in 1940, the most popular type of music, I guess I should not say radio stations, but the most popular type of music was country music. Now, back then, they called it country and western music, but then over the years, it's become country, and now I think they even call it country pop. So I have 20 questions that all have to do with what they would call country, country and western, country pop music. So that's where the questions come from today. That is the category. So let's get started here because we are already about halfway past the hour, and we will see how smart everybody is this morning. And again, we have loosened up the hardness, I guess, the difficulty of these questions. All right, here we go. Question number one. Now remember, get your dialing fingers ready. 740-383-9944. 20 questions over the next 2 hours. Here we go. Which singer famously played two live shows at Folsom Prison in January of 1968? There you go. That's the first question. Which singer famously played two live shows at Folsom Prison in January 1968? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And when you call in, if you get the question right, all you have to do is give us your name, and you will be entered into the contest to win the big prize, which will be drawn tomorrow. And there'll be no delay or lag in that this time, because all the prizes are in the studio. All right, go ahead, caller.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, you got it right. Johnny Cash played those prison shows. Now, Folsom Prison, that's out in California, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know where Folsom Prison is. I was thinking about that the other day. So, what's your name?
Lee.
Lee. All right, Lee, you are down once for the big mystery prize tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Lee's in. Yes. Which singer famously played two live shows at Folsom Prison in January 1968? That was Johnny Cash. All right. Phone's ringing again here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash. Somebody already beat you to it, though, Bob. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, we got that 30-second delay there. All right. Question number two this morning. In 1980, which country legend had a number one hit with "He Stopped Loving Her Today"? Now, that's a little harder, I think. Apparently, Folsom Prison is in California. I think I said that. All right, here we go. In 1980, which country legend had a number one hit with "He Stopped Loving Her Today"? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, this has happened many times over the years. "He Stopped Loving Her Today." It just all happened in one day. Oh, question number two must be a little harder than question number one this morning. All right, here comes an answer. Is it the right one? Go ahead, caller.
George Jones.
George Jones, you have got it right. Now, is that one of your favorite Jones songs?
Yes, and this is Ryan.
Oh,
and
Ryan.
I couldn't find the place.
Okay, now you were over on South Prospect, right?
Yes, okay. And all I seen was little houses.
Well, we're in a house now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so do you know where Ann's carryout used to be?
Yes.
Okay, you know there's two empty lots there right now?
Yes.
Okay, we are the first house after the two empty lots. It's a white house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So if you just come in between 4 and 5 today, your salsa will be right over here by the television. Linda Sims should be here.
Okay, thank you. And, it was my grandpa's favorite artist, George Jones.
Oh, really? Now, did he have a favorite George Jones song?
He loved them all. He'd sit around and whittle on sticks and listen to George Jones.
a lot of people did that, I'm sure. Thanks, Ryan.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Ryan got it. He stopped loving her today. That was George Jones. How about that answer? And Ryan will come in and get his prize today. We're rolling right through these today. Question number 3. Which country music star wrote and first recorded I Will Always Love You, a song which later became one of the biggest selling singles of all time for Whitney Houston? How about that? Which country music star wrote and first recorded I Will Always Love You, a song which later became one of the biggest selling singles of all time for Whitney Houston? Now see, this is a whole different title. I Will Always Love You, followed by George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. How about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So far, we've got Lee in the competition, and we've got Ryan back in the competition this morning, and we've got a call coming down the line here. Go ahead, caller.
That's Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, the one and only Dolly Parton,
yep.
who I believe is still out there performing when...
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Now, has she done any recent stuff?
She did something with Kenny Rogers about their friendship, but that's been, that's been a year or so ago. I'm trying to think if she's done anything recent. I don't know for sure.
Have you heard, have they buried him yet?
That I don't know either.
Yeah, remember they had a whole mess. Kenny Rogers died last year during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if it was his wife and his kids. I don't know what the problem was, but they decided not to bury him, and I don't know if he ever got buried.
Oh, boy. I don't know that.
this happened with James Brown, though, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. When you've got a lot of money and you got kids and family, they're going to fight tooth and nail.
They hold you up before they put you in the plot, I guess.
I guess so.
All right, Mary, I got you down. You're in.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. The legendary Dolly Parton. Yeah, and a lot of people did not know that for a long, long time, that big Whitney Houston hit, I Will Always Love You, from The Bodyguard, is where that all got started with Kevin Costner, was originally written and performed by Dolly Parton. So Dolly's got all the money. Okay, question number 4 here this morning. Well, this is an interesting one. Which country legend duetted with Julio Iglesias on the 1984 single To All the Girls I've Loved Before? 740-383-9944. Which country legend duetted with Julio Iglesias on the 1984 single To All the Girls I've Loved Before? 740-383-9944. Let's see if we get the answer here. We're on a 30-second delay, so it's kind of interesting that people's minds are working. Now, I figured this would be a pretty easy one. Here we go. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. Now, what do you think this song was all about?
What was
it? to all the girls we've loved before.
What about it?
do we know what this was about?
I think it was in honor of all the girls, I guess. I don't know. I didn't know you was going to ask hard questions.
I know. No, the follow-ups are always worse than the original question.
Yeah.
No,
and
Yeah?
I'm only going to play once.
You only want to play once?
You understand what I'm saying? I'm only going to call in once because I honestly think that's a cool way to do it. But to each his own. I'm only going to and then once for the day.
Well, see, you know, and that's a good policy to have. But have I eased these questions up to where?
Oh, they're fine. And I never was country music fan until I met my gentleman, and he loves it. And so I am now, and I enjoy these questions. I think they're fairly easy. But if you're not a country music fan, naturally they wouldn't be. But they are, yes. For the country music fans, they're easy.
Well, and Marion has always been a stronghold, I think, of country music.
Yes.
So I figured this would be. But I don't know. See, country music is not my favorite music. So a lot of these titles, I really don't understand. You know, To All the Girls I've Loved Before. Now, I think this maybe, you know, Old Girlfriends, is that what they're talking about?
Yeah, I think that's what they were referring to. You know, as far as I know, that's what it always sounded like to me. But
these people are both still alive, aren't they? Willie Nelson and
I'm sure they are, yeah.
And Julio Iglesias?
Mm-hmm, I think
they're both up in age at this point.
Oh, sure, but aren't we all? Well, you aren't.
No. Well, I'm not Willie Nelson age.
No.
Not sliding into that, but he's been through a lot in his days, that's for sure.
Yeah, he has, just like Johnny Cash. But yeah, I've known all the answers so far, so I think you're right. You're spot on this morning.
Oh, good, because
with your question.
Now, and people, I think, will like any of these gifts that I choose, but again, tomorrow we'll give them the option. If they don't want the gift,
then
we can just move on to...
Yeah, I think it's a neat way, Scott. I think you've chosen a neat way, and I assume that the 30-day prize thing is still in... You can't win a prize if you've already won one for 30 days?
Well, yeah, and the 10-day thing, you know, because then we have prizes sitting around here forever, and a lot of this stuff that's edible, you've got to get out of here.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate, you know, that we have to be certain times, like between 4 and 5, but, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's somebody here between 4 and 5 each day, Linda on Monday and Tuesday, and Nate on Wednesday. So hopefully we'll get that down, but I don't know. It's an interesting...
It all sounds good, Scott. It's fun. It's beginning to get fun, so...
Well, that's what we want. We want the big fun here every morning.
Sharon Russell.
Oh, that's right. Sharon, let me get you down here. All right, you are in.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. To all the girls we've loved before. All right, next question. Oh, now see, this might be a little more difficult. In Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe... What is the name of the bridge that Billy Joe McAllister jumps off? What a terrible question that is. That's a horrible, horrible question. All right. Does anybody know? In Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe, what is the name of the bridge that Billy Joe McAllister jumps off? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Well, the questions just might have gotten more difficult. Oh, now see. Now it's a little more difficult. All right. Well, here comes a phone call. Maybe we got it. Go ahead, caller.
Tallahassee.
Oh, you got it. Well, is it Tallahassee? Oh, let me look here. Yep. Tallahassee?
Yep.
Well, you know, I'm going to give this to you because I've never heard the song, but it says, the spelling here is Tallahatchie.
Oh, could be Tallahatchie.
We'll give it to you either way. Because, what is that? Does the person kill himself in this song?
I think somebody jumped off of the bridge, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That is something. Well, I got you down, Ernie. Thanks
all
for
right.
being out there.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't know. Tallahassee, Tallahatchie. I really don't know. All right. See, we've got people playing online here. I just want to make mention of this. We've got people playing online, and I think that they are Googling these answers because I know they're not that sharp. Go ahead, caller.
Chattanooga Bridge.
Not the Chattanooga. It was the Tallahatchie.
Oh, okay.
Tallahatchie, but thanks for being out there. You know, that's a very depressing song, though. Tallahatchie. Tallahatchie, Tallahassee. We really don't know. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that one. We'll come back to that. All right. Let's go to the next question here. Okay. Question number 6. Much Too Young was the first single released by which singer? How about that? Much Too Young was the first single released by what singer? Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Did you get in early before the question? I can hear myself. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Yes, did you hear it?
I'm waiting for the question.
I can give it to you. Much Too Young was the first single released by what singer?
Oh, gee, I have no clue.
No, well, stick with us. We got 20 questions this morning.
All right.
Throw out a singer. You might get it. It's country. Just throw out a country
All
singer.
All right.
You got one?
No.
Okay. All right, 740-383-9944. Much Too Young was the first single released by which singer? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? I'm getting a report here. He's going to be in Cincinnati in September. How about that? Well, maybe somebody will buy me a ticket. You know, and I'll go on right down. Go ahead, caller.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks, you have got it. It is Garth Brooks, and apparently he's going to be performing in Cincinnati in September. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I guess that's what I understand. What's your name, ma'am?
Brenda Griffith.
All right, Brenda, you are in the competition. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Brenda's in. She got the Garth Brooks song here. All right. Let's go to question number 7. Which singer, known as the King of Country, won a Grammy in 2009 for his album, Troubadour? How about that? Which singer, known as the King of Country, won a Grammy in 2009 for his album, Troubadour? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Now that's a little more difficult than our Garth Brooks question. This might be the most difficult altogether. Go ahead, caller.
Was it George Strait?
George Strait, you have got it.
Awesome.
Now, I have a question, though, about this, because I'm not the big country music aficionado here. But
right.
Now, George Strait, now, he didn't come in till what, like the 80s?
I think so.
Right.
I was never a big fan of his, so...
Well, I'm confused. Coming in the 80s, you've got people like Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and all these people who came long before him. Now, how does he become known as the King of Country?
You got me, because I've never cared for his music. I much prefer the other ones you listed. So your guess is as good as mine, but he was big. He was huge at the time.
Now, was Troubadour, what is that? Did you ever hear that?
I did not know that. I just know that George Strait was called King of Country, because I could never understand that, so that's always kind of stuck with me.
Doesn't he always wear a hat?
Yeah, big old country hat, tight jeans.
Does it? Is it because he's bald?
No. He has been in movies too, and he's not that good of an actor.
Really?
He's kind of full head of hair. Yeah.
Full head of hair,
beautiful,
but not
hair actually.
Now, what movies was he in?
I can't remember the name, but he kind of stunk as an actor. I do remember
Are these those straight to video store or straight to Netflix things?
I think so. Yeah, it's been quite a while ago. Probably back in the 90s, I think. But yeah, not impressed by the acting. He needs to stay with his day job.
I'm getting a fun fact here. Now, who knows if this is true or not, but it says he doesn't write his own music and has had 16 number one songs. Now, isn't that something?
Interesting.
Doesn't write his own music. Maybe that hat's on a little too tight. Cutting off the circulation.
That would explain it.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right. You know, we've had different winners on every one of our seven questions so far. George Strait is the king of country. Did you know that? We all learned that this morning. He's the king of country. All right. Now, here's one that has to do with Ohio. I like this, and I did not know this. We'll see how smart you are. Now, do not Google this, because I really want to see if somebody knows this. Which influential country singer-songwriter died at the age of just 29 while being driven to perform at a concert in Ohio on New Year's Day? How about that? Which influential country singer-songwriter died at the age of just 29 while being driven to perform at a concert in Ohio on New Year's Day? Now, don't Google this one. This has to do with Ohio. Let's see how many people know this. This is kind of fascinating. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Another chance for somebody to get in on the country music trivia this morning. Question number 8. Well, maybe somebody does know the answer to this. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. The answer to that question is Hank Williams.
Boy, you got it. Boy, you are. Now, how'd you know that?
Oh, I've seen a lot of movies and kind of follow country music and stuff.
Well, what happened to him in 1953 driving to Ohio?
I've heard several stories from heart attack to drug overdose.
I really
don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me get your name down here.
Pat Henry.
Oh, Pat, how you doing?
Good, good, good.
Good, glad to hear it. Glad to hear from you. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, you moved.
We did move, but we're back. We're back. Good to hear from you.
All right.
Thanks. You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There we go. I'm being asked, why do I not believe certain information put out by certain people? Well, because sometimes they put out sketchy information. You know, some of it's not always verifiable. Question number 9. But did anybody know that George Jones died on his way? Not George Jones. Hank Williams died on his way to a concert in Ohio in 1953. Can you imagine? What a thing. All right, question number 9. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country chart in 1975 with which song? Now that might be difficult. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country chart in 1975 with which song? 740-383-9944. I don't even know who Billy Joe Spears is. Maybe a cousin. Or an uncle. Or a great uncle. Who knew there was music blood in my family? All right. This one is a stumper. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975 with which song? Apparently, this was not a very popular song. And one of our online players just answered it correctly. I know she Googled it. I would put money down that she Googled this. There's no doubt in my mind. All right. Well, the phones have halted on this one. I never even heard of Billy Joe Spears. So this is kind of interesting. Billy Joe Spears hit the number one spot on the Billboard Country Chart in 1975 with which song? Well, I guess if you were around in 75, driving around, you might know what the answer is. Here comes an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is that Blanket on the Ground?
Blanket on the Ground. Now, did you have to Google that one?
Yes, I did.
I did. Now, do you even know who Billy Joe Spears is?
Or... I've never heard of her.
No. Is it a boy? I don't even know if it's a boy or a girl.
I don't know. I never heard of him.
Have you ever heard Blanket on the Ground?
Nope, I never heard the song either.
Me either. I don't know. That's very strange. Well, Brenda, you're in here again. Apparently it was big in 75. Were you around back in 75?
Yes.
But don't remember that one, huh?
Don't remember it.
All right. Well, thank you, Brenda. Bye-bye. Brenda's in twice now. Blanket on the Ground was Billy Joe Spears' number one hit on the Billboard chart in 1975. That's very, very strange. I've never heard that. Well, we're going to go to question 10 here. Okay. Which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? How about that? Which singer who has won more Grammy Awards than any other male country music artist was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? 740-383-9944. This will be question 10 this morning. Now, so far in this contest, we've got Lee, Ryan, Mary, Sharon, Ernie, Brenda, Jody, and Pat are all in on this one. And this is question number 10. Now, remember, the winner will be drawn tomorrow morning, and I will tell you what you've won. Now, they are all things that you cannot get in Marion. So, that will be a lot of fun. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here on this one. Which singer has won more Grammy Awards than any other country music artist and was hired by the Eagles in 2017 following the death of Glenn Frey? Go ahead, caller.
Is it Vince Gill?
It is Vince Gill. Now, how'd you know that one, Ryan?
I actually just knew it because I'm an Eagles fan. I didn't Google it.
So now, Vince Gill performs with the Eagles?
I'm not sure if he does. Well, obviously, last year there was no tour, so he was before COVID, yes.
Oh, really? So he doesn't, yep. Does he still go out, do you know, singularly, or has he just become a part of the Eagles? Because I imagine they tour quite a bit.
I'm not sure if he still does his actual country or not, but I do know he was touring with the Eagles in 2018, for sure.
Well, that's interesting. So, now, Glenn Frey, what did he die of? Did he just taper out?
I don't know how he died.
Huh. Had you ever heard of that song, though, by Billy Joe Spears and Blanket on the Ground?
I'd be honest, I wouldn't even go, I didn't even try to Google it because I had never heard of him or anything.
No, I don't know. Well, Ryan, you're...
But that was about the time I was born.
So that was right around birth age.
Yeah, so I wasn't listening to music yet.
I understand. Well, thank you, Ryan.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go. Ryan got it. Apparently, Vince Gill tours with the Eagles now. Now, we've done 10, and we only have 10 left, so we're going to save the other 10 for the next hour. 56 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know Blanket on the Ground? I'd like some information on this. Does anybody know Blanket on the Ground by Billy Joe Spears, or does anybody know why Hank Williams died at the age of 29 in 1953 as he was heading to Ohio on New Year's Day? We got about 4 minutes here. We can talk about this. 740-383-9944. Don't forget the Adam the Computer Guy show today on this station, 2:10 until 3 p.m. And then we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 until 5 p.m. So all kinds of great programming. And don't forget this contest will wrap up tomorrow morning at the same time. We'll draw the winner. Country music trivia. So far, we have got Lee, Ryan, Mary, Sharon, Ernie, Brenda, Jody, Pat, all in on this one. Go ahead, caller.
Billy Joe Spears is only one, and I couldn't get through to answer the question.
Billy Joe Spears is a woman?
Yes.
Oh, and now what's Blanket on the Ground about?
Well, Andy Windows. I just put that one.
It's about what?
Andy Windows.
Innuendos.
Yeah, it's sexual.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to see if I can find that on music and see what it's all about.
Yeah, I'll try that and I'll read it through.
All right, thanks, Bob. Okay, well, Blanket on the Ground. There you have it. 740-383-9944. You know, spent some time in Amish country this past weekend. Had a great time over there. Went with a great group of people. Saw the world's largest cuckoo clock. What an interesting thing that is. I didn't even know that existed over in Sugar Creek. And we were actually having lunch Saturday. And the cuckoo clock goes off every half hour. And we were like 3 or 4 minutes from the cuckoo clock, and it was going off in like the next 5 minutes. And we made it. We made it to see the cuckoo clock go off. And as we pulled up, there were all kinds of people standing out in front of the cuckoo clock just waiting for these dancers, well, I guess it wasn't dancers, singers, to come out and play music when the cuckoo clock goes off. And, you know, that is a fun thing for kids to do, even if you're not a big fan of Amish country, to go over and see that big cuckoo clock over in Sugar Creek, which goes off every half hour, top of the hour and bottom of the hour, is certainly worthwhile. See, Marion needs something like that. That is a visitor attraction, because Saturday was not a very warm day, and these people were lined up. It was just at like 2:30 in the afternoon, 3:30 in the afternoon when we were there, and it's just a great thing. Now, also, I saw the world's biggest horse. Now, I don't know if it's the world's biggest horse, but it is a big horse. This, I've never seen a horse that big. I don't know how you grow a horse that big, but huge. I bet that thing was close to maybe 9 or 10 feet tall. Just a gigantic horse over there in Amish country, and it was at Hirschberger's across from the, well, it was next to the gift shop across from the grocery store. And the grocery store is fascinating as well. All kinds of great things you cannot get in Marion in that grocery store, much like the corn salsa that's waiting here for Ryan. So we're going to break here at the top of the hour and come back next hour with 10 more country music trivia questions for your education and delight, and see if we get all the answers as we head in to the big trivia drawing tomorrow. And I think you will like all of these prizes because they're unique, if nothing else, and not something you would have to deal with immediately. So, Amish country is the place to be. And the cheese at Heine's, holy mackerel, what a place that is. What a place Heine's is. Great cheese, great beef jerky, and I hear the fudge there is great. I bought some fudge, but I gave some of it away for Mother's Day, and I have not tried the piece of fudge that I left for myself. So I'm going to have to get into it. Peanut butter fudge from Heinie's. And apparently, they use some kind of cheese product in it, which is what makes it different than other places. So, Amish country, I definitely found to be a very interesting place. And there's a magic shop over there that... Does anybody know about the magic shop over in Amish country? It was closed when I was there, and I don't know why it was closed, because we were there within the hours it was open. Pretty well everything closes over there around 5 o'clock. But it was supposed to be open, but it wasn't. But apparently, it is run by these people who have relocated from Tennessee. They run this little magic shop over in, I think it's Berlin, is the area that the magic shop was in. But it just looks fascinating, even though I could not get in the doors. And I've learned they do magic shows and things of that nature. So a lot of interesting stuff over in Amish country, besides the homemade stuff and the Amish stuff. There's a whole lot of other stuff over there that I think is interesting to a lot of people. All right, we're gonna break now. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
That, but she's always so friendly, and it upsets me when I hear people talk about her the way they do, because that isn't her, and I don't know why it's ended up that way. You know. But if somebody would explain it to me, I'd like to know.
Jim Blessing, grandson of President Warren G. Harding, announcing exclusively on WWGH Radio who he will support